Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I chuckled. I fell for it. I read the tweet. There are two rules in life. One, never give out all the information. That was it. And yes, I looked for number two. Now, I wasn't looking for advice about life. But I do have the view that listening, reading, taking in the words of others, even if I disagree with them, is something from which I can learn. It may be a reinforcing of my views, but you simply never really know what the next word might be. The context of a tweet is not an overly deep and meaningful discourse, and the algorithm had put someone I didn't know on the screen, so I was expecting either a pithy truth or, more likely, humour. And I did chuckle. But maybe both were involved. When might we not want to give out all the information? I can imagine scenarios of business, government, politics, medicine, personal relationships, and also where the intention is selfish, profiteering, or professional, but also where the intention is the good of others, whether that is an individual in front of us or an entire country. Like lightning, my neurons flashed. GDPR, all the general data protection regulations today. Gossip, private absolution, the bombing of Coventry, and there I stopped. I realised that I knew an account of the bombing, that Churchill sacrificed Coventry for the greater good, so as not to reveal that Britain had cracked the Enigma codes. But was that all the information? I can be obsessive, I suppose, about not knowingly saying things that aren't true, and so I did a quick check and learnt that the current historical opinion is that Churchill expected the bombing in London, and only learnt from the non-Enigma sources a few hours before that bombers were headed to the Midlands and probably Coventry, and that there was no specific way to help with defences or evacuations. I suppose we'll need more information before an agreed version of history emerges. And I find that idea, that what I know now may not be the full story, fascinating, which means I may have to review things I thought I knew in my past as further things come to light. Hence, fake news, half-truths, and uncritical thinking has done a lot of damage today as people insist they are right. And what can we stand about information, truth, and what is right? Well, there are lots of things. But critically for me is the account of a cross and empty tomb, and in the length of human history and the complexity and volume of today's news, this story and this man, Jesus, stands to give us all the information we need that there is more to existence than what we can see, hear, and experience, that there is a God, and that this God is not to be feared because he wants us to live well with others and fully with him. And I can say this because this Jesus is alive with his people still today. People relate to Jesus through faith. We still live, breathe, eat, drink, behave, think, learn, grow as ourselves. But disciples do so with the confidence of God's love and mercy, and that Jesus is with us always. And that information is all that we need on which to build our life and live. For the rest of life, okay, we may not have all the information, but we can always learn and have a chuckle along the way. Let us pray. Guide and rule your church forever, Lord, so that we may walk warily in times of quiet and boldly in times of trouble. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.